Welcome back, Beppers. Just a quick shout out right at the start of this one. We recorded this ages ago, and we never got around to uploading it. Same time as we recorded the other one, actually, like literally 5 minutes afterwards, because that's what the pros do. At least that's what I thought the pros do. But the pros actually have to get around to be bothered to updating it, so you can thank Doe for that one. Anyway, speaking of Doe, Doe has decided to hang up the microphone, per se. He seems to have fallen out of love for the fantasy game, which, given the buyers coming in and the general, should we say, crapness of the format of late, is probably understandable. I think a lot of people are falling out of love with the game. So let us know if you're falling out of love with the game. I'll put a poll up as well as some of the other polls. So what is that you say? Yes, we are down two hosts in about 3 weeks. So what does that mean for the future of the pod? Honestly, no idea. I don't know, I might just throw out a whole lot of self pods. I might completely pivot into something that's not fantasy. I might just go the ad hoc random pod every now and then with something a bit different. Or maybe I'll just line up a bunch of my friends and we'll talk fantasy every week, but mainly during the season because the preseason's a bit of a drag. I know a lot of pods like the preseason, but I find it a bit of a drag. Anyway, that's my spiel right off the front. Way too long. Don't really care. So yeah, enjoy Doe's last ever pod, and probably one of his best because he's a bit average, so it could be his best. You never know. Anyway, have fun.
Welcome back to the show where Miller and Doe talk shit and draft players in the background. Today we are doing mids and we're just gonna launch straight into it. And we gotta do paper, scissors, rock again. So
Oh yeah.
let's go.
Paper,
One,
scissors,
two.
rock.
Sorry. No, I did scissors.
Damn, two scissors again.
Oh,
We're the best at
one,
this.
two, three.
Ah, I went paper and you cut scissors. God damn it. I'm gonna pick a rock and stuff. Rock always crushes stuff. All right, you're up.
That was be interesting to listen to that sentence again. I'm gonna start off and I'm gonna draft. I'm gonna go straight into it with Dacos. I reckon he's just gonna go up to another level again.
Dacos is interesting because I haven't ranked him because I consider him a defender, but he is totally a midfielder, and
Oh, wait.
he's got that
Yeah, he
double
is.
double.
That's
Does he have double
Hang on, can
position?
I take that back?
Go
Can I draft him in the midfield and then in the back line?
on. Yes, sure. Why not? The draft
All right.
doxers would say no, but I say go on.
Yeah, well,
But
do we
yeah,
care?
no, I don't care. I think he does have another level, and he is, to take a quick peek at next week's, he is far and away the best def by a mile. So yeah, if I'm going to win paper, scissors, rock next week there, I guess.
Well, I don't think I use pick one very wisely, just to be
No,
honest.
it also means there's no chance of us actually putting this list together as an actual team because you'll have Dacos to us. That's all
Nah,
right. That's all right. I don't think we need to
slow.
do that. All right, number two. And I'm going to be, I don't know if it's slightly controversial at all or not, but I'm going to take Gouldin. I think he has just got a huge ceiling and he comes out and crushes it. He might regress, I suppose. It's probably a regression candidate from a salary cap point of view, but I think there's still lots of value from a draft point of view.
He is, I reckon, the best kick in the AFL. He's unbelievable.
Yeah, he really
In
is.
that Sydney Carlton game, he was literally was dragging the Swans over the line. And I don't like I like didn't like him, but he like won me over that day.
How many points did he
He's
get that
just
day?
a lot.
Was that one
A
of his
lot.
best 160s?
Well, it was a final, but
Oh, okay.
I'm sure. I remember he was just stupid. I actually look because I think it's important that the community knows this because
Go on.
it was special. He oh only 100. Oh God,
How
I'm
you
off
going?
with fire. Only 106,
Oh, yeah, that's not huge. I
but he
mean,
kicked 2 goals and had 546 meters gained in a final, like pretty good
yeah,
numbers.
that's pretty good in a final. I remember that game against against West Coast where they beat them by 170 points or something, and he just put on a clinic.
With my next pick, I'd go Clayton, but I think he's more likely to spend more weeks in a facility than on the field, so I might
Correct.
leave him and go with. I reckon Andy Brayshaw.
Yeah, I got Brayshaw at number two as well. I really like Brayshaw. I think some of the things he can do is ridiculous. His ceiling is huge. I think he'll go, top three or four in most draft leagues. And if you don't take him highly, you probably take him one of the big rucks, or you're just a dickhead. A lot of dickheads do draft.
Thank you for signing it for me.
Touch of the tip of the cap to dickheads who draft. I like you because it means I make finals more often than not. So keep it up. I am going to take Bont because he's Bont and we know what he does.
Yeah, nice.
But he could get Bevo, I guess.
Well, I wouldn't call it Bevo, but I just hope he doesn't play in the midfield as much this year. I want him just to look after him a bit more. Like, not like still playing there a lot, but maybe instead of like 75-80%, I'd rather see like 60-65% and just nurse the Ferrari a bit more so that he's still flying at the end of the season. Just manage that load a bit more. And I want to see more of a mix go through the middle too. Not that you need to change him, but yeah, I'd like to see him go forward more often now. And just, he's not that he's getting old yet, just look after the big fella a bit more.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Next, I'm going to go with Petrarca because obviously his mate won't be in there in the midfield.
That's so true. If he comes out, he's going to get big points.
Yeah, and hopefully they don't play him in the forward line, which is sort of why he had a few quieter games last year. But when he was in the midfield, he just dominated. So
yeah, no, that's understandable. I really like the Petrarca pick. I don't know if I had him that high. I had him at like ranked like 10 in the midfielders, behind my next two, which I'm going to kind of flip-flop between and go Merritt. I was either going to go Merritt or Dawson because I think they're quite equivalent, but I think I'm going to go Merritt because, yeah, he's just got a huge ceiling and the Bombers are crap.
Yeah, the Bombers are just a hilarious establishment.
They are.
They're almost as well organised as the BEP is.
Oh, and we're probably slightly worse. Yeah, at least we're not based in Tullamarine.
Yeah, nothing good's in Tullamarine. No, it is unbelievable that there's no train to the airport still.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I know they're building it. And isn't it going to be ready in like 2060 or something insane? I think they
cancelled or paused that project because they're running out of money.
Well, they better not because
I think
the whole project was meant to finish in like 2087. How crazy is that?
That's nuts. Well, they originally proposed that rail link in like 65.
1965.
Yeah, they've been putting it off since then. Really? It gets proposed every like 5 to 10 years.
I totally think it's necessary, but
like, it's ridiculous.
To go from my house to like Glen Waverley in the car would be like, and I have a car, which lucky.
Right.
But it's like 15-minute drive. If I was to do that via public transport and for some reason I couldn't get a bus, it would take me like an hour and a half because I'd have to get the train into the city and then back out.
Oh, yeah.
And when you think about the way the sub, like in Melbourne in 20, 30 years' time, the suburbs are going to, some of them will become just mini cities.
Pretty much. The West is like that.
Yeah, I would definitely end up living in the West, I reckon. Way too expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, this way.
Yeah, the West is, well, depends how far you want to go, but it's even getting more expensive out here.
Yeah. No, I love it out there. You're closer to the city. Like,
that's true. Much closer. It's only a 40-minute train or something from out my place, and it's like 50 k's away.
Yeah, nice. Again, at first, entirely irrelevant.
Yeah, that's like good Melbourne-based discussion for the 2% of the
let's talk about in Melbourne. Let's quickly rank states.
Yeah, Perth, bottom.
Well, should we rank cities or states? Because you just
Said Perth and WA are pretty much the same. Like, there's nothing else there.
Okay, let's go cities, major cities. Yep.
Okay. Melbourne. There's one downhill. I'm going to say like Brisbane. Melbourne's taken a punching in the last few years.
Okay, let's just go through the cities and say what we think of them. Perth.
Perth, shit. Nice beaches. Nice beaches. But the rest of the city is shit. And Russ lives there, so 0 points.
People always talk about Melbourne. Well, no one actually says Melbourneian, so I regret saying that. But about like Victorians and stuff being like, I've never seen a more insufferable bunch of morons than people who live in Perth. Like, God, no one cares about like this interstate rivalry nonsense that they manage to push. Genuinely, no one gives a fuck.
If you want us to see,
and they do want to create this us versus them thing, like no one cares. It's not anyone's fault that you can get that we can get more people to a bloody theatre show than you can get to a test match. But fucking
hell, test match thing, like, I don't understand. Did you see how many people they had to the BBL?
Yeah, they love it. They love it. But again, like, I just don't care. And you don't see anyone, you like, no one cares. You talk about, and then they'll talk about, like, bias in the paper. Like, go read the Western Australian paper. You're going to read about
it's real bad.
All the Bulldogs there. Then you see the Herald Sun post something where, like, they've talked primarily about Victorian teams. No shit. It's a Victorian newspaper, you months.
Yeah, I still don't like, I mean, it annoys me being a Lions fan in Melbourne is that you can never read about them. But you also don't want to pick up the Courier Mail because it's just like flat out Lions and Broncos and tells you nothing else.
Exactly, but that's because it's for that, like,
that's true, it's for that market, there. Yeah. But what, as Victorians, we should be more about football. I think WA, like, they're just all about WA, but I think Victorians should be trying to be more about the league because we're football.
I disagree.
I don't know.
I think
especially in terms of like having a South Melbourne and a Fitzroy out there.
Yeah, maybe that they should get more of a go. But I'm just, like, the internet's big enough that you can consume.
That's true. What you need. What I will say about Perth is at least their time zone makes sense. Not like Adelaide. Half an hour for no reason shit.
Yeah. Perth have a better time zone than us as well. I'll give them that.
Yeah, it's sunnier later, and you can get up.
I basically look at it as in, like, Premier League games that are on at 2 a.m. here on at 11 p.m.
Oh, that's true. So in terms of the world's time zone, but yeah.
Don't get me wrong. There are plenty of pros to Perth. I just think some of the people that live there are pretentious morons, but they also probably think the same of us. So.
Russ, Milne. Yeah, well, I could go on.
I don't think Milne lives there, but he fits the
does
bill.
Does he? Oh, yeah, Adelaide. Who else is
there? He lives in Queensland or something.
Queensland? Oh, God. Milne. Yeah. Oh, wherever you're living, I can't remember.
You forgot Pete.
Pete. He's living from WA. Okay. I thought
is Holmesy from WA? I think he is.
I thought he was South Africa. Nah, South Australia.
South Africa.
It could be Adelaide Holmesy. I'm going to go horn forced. WA.
Oh, okay, I think we just won Pop Perth.
We started with bagging out, with ranking the states, which is Bag Perth. That'll do. Let's get back into drafting.
Yeah, this week we're not attacking people, we're attacking cities.
Yeah, exactly.
Sydney, you're next.
Yeah, we're coming for you, Sydney, stupid eight-lane freeways.
Okay, I'm going to go with Sarong next.
Oh, you've gone Sarong. That means you've got Brayshaw and Sarong. See, I don't know if I'd take both of them. I think they're both good, but I don't know if they... I would have to check the record books to see. Do they both dominate at the same time, or is it like one of them does it and the other doesn't?
Well, you're asking the wrong person.
Yeah. So. We can't ask our Perth audience after that last 5 minutes either.
Yeah, we might not have any left.
Yeah, yeah.
But please, come at us. I want the smoke. No, don't PM us. Comment. No. I want the smoke. Yeah. I want public Twitter battles. That's what I live for.
Yeah, you Perth jerks. All right, well, we don't know if they dominate at the same time, but you've got them both anyway, which means you've left me wide open to take Dawson, which I'm going to do because he's a gun. We didn't pot Adelaide, so I'm sure our Adelaide fans can tell us how much of a gun Dawson is.
Yeah. Gun.
Gun.
I will go... I reckon Dunkley.
Dunkley. Yeah, I don't mind that. Yeah. I actually I picked him up. I traded Rochelle for Dunkley in a keeper league trade over the offseason, which I'm very happy with. I think Dunkley's going to dominate again.
Yeah, nice. Of course.
He does.
You're almost as biased as people from Perth.
No, I will. On the flip side, I will say sometimes he plays that like accountable midfielder role and gets less points.
Yeah. No, we'll see how he goes.
Yeah, I think he'll still be quite good. I'm going to take Laird because he has that huge shilling. Again, he wasn't as good. I think last year he had like a slower start to the year and then kind of had a better run in the back end from memory. Certainly had an enormous price from a salary cap point of view and didn't really live up to it. But yeah, I think big things ahead for Laird as per usual. So yeah, great early mid pick.
Yeah, I can't believe I left him there. I'll go through all next with Bailey Smith not there. He's sort of our only real burst mid, so I think he'll be pretty much full time mid. Obviously,
who was it, sorry?
The body. Chalor,
the body.
Obviously,
is the
body is the question. He'll get the role for without a doubt. So.
He went. Let me check our auction draft, but I'm pretty sure he got picked up in like the 70s. Yeah, so very late. No, his body is too much of a concern. Oh, here it is, Adam Chalor. Now, there was some movement on that because I jumped out of the bidding. 46 he went in the end, which is fourth round, which I suppose is fair. For that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like it. I'm going to go Tom Green.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, big ups on Tom Green. Really coming into his all. Got some big points last year, going to get some big points again this year. Is what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th on the pricing list at $998.
My blue chip in one of my kick leagues. Oh, nice. Aldi, he'll be my next one. He has just slowly improved every year, and I think this year he'll finally... Because I think last year he looked so good and just struggled with... Kind of got battened down by a few injuries and also playing in just an absolute basket case of a club that...
Yep.
Are bound to just eventually get better. And I think as they do, he'll go with them, and I think he'll explode this year.
Yeah, I think that's fair. He is the late-out king, which I'd hope he wouldn't do again. He burnt me in Classic so many times last year, just being a late-out. Yeah. Yeah, when he's on the field, he does dominate, especially in amongst that crappy North team. So I think that's quite a good pick. I am going to go... let's be a little bit interesting. I'm going to go Doc. Because he lost his defender status, so he's mid only. So, yeah, in a draft, he could pick that. You'd imagine he'd pick that up first six rounds, you reckon? Or they play him in a non-defensive friendly position.
Just depends if they play him in the mid and wing again.
That's true.
I don't know. But I'm going to stick with Carlin and go Walsh with my next one.
Walsh.
He came into last year, so obviously underdone the preseason he had, and he still ended up putting together just a good year. And he's had two interrupted preseasons in a row. If he can have a full preseason, I think he'll just go bananas.
I like that. A lot of love for Walsh on Twitter as well.
Is there?
Yep.
I haven't been paying any attention.
No, there was. Yeah, that's. It's come up a few times, but I think there's just generally a lot of Carlton fans on Twitter, or maybe I follow a lot of Carlton fans.
There is an insufferable
coach. They really are. Oh, it was the prelim was a hard watch for the first 15 minutes when we were 30 points down. Fortunately, we turned that around because I was going to cop it from left, right and centre.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. All right, what are we jumping on now? I'm going to go... Oh, there's a few players I could go, and they're all a bit samey. Josh Kelly.
Yeah, nice.
Yep. I think it's so much easier to do this with mids. The forwards are so... You kind of vomited a bit every time you pick one.
Yeah, you can't really go wrong. I'll go Rosie. I can't believe we let him get this far down.
Yeah, no, that's a fair point.
He's on the up and up.
I think so. Yeah, Rosie's a good pick. He's got a friend in his team that I don't like so much, but I think Rosie's fine. Parrish. And I'm a bit sketchy about going Parrish because I know he can go crap sometimes, but he has that huge ceiling. And with Merritt and Parrish both dominating in that crappy Essendon team, I think there's points to be had.
Yeah, you get one of them for sure. I will go... I don't know. Taranto. I'll go Taranto.
Yep. I missed Taranto because I had him at the top of my list and then I kind of... dropped him off.
He's just a professional scorer, Taranto. I think so. I believe rely on him for even if his average will drop, I'd say. But
yeah, his ceiling's not there, but he's going to be a 100 guy, isn't he?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Like even if they played him at full forward, I think he'd still find ways to score 100 points a week. So.
Oh yeah.
Which for one sure. He'll obviously play in the midfield, but yeah.
There's a guy who's staring me in the face that I could pick, but I'm not going to. Absolutely not going to have a bar of him. You can take him next if you like. I'm going to go Lachie Neale.
That's a steal.
Yeah, the Brownlow medalist. I don't know. He's not been huge, and he does have down games. So that's why he'd be sitting down there. He's probably more a 95 guy, I'd say, nowadays, rather than a 100 guy. Doesn't come out and crush it. He's very classy. He looks amazing when he's on the field, but he doesn't score big, I don't think.
Yeah. Nah, he is. So, I'm going to take Butters with my just a really good footballer. Very composed with ball in hand. He's always done good charitable acts on and off the field. He doesn't
come out and bag out like anyone or throw shit at trainers or anything.
Yeah, I once heard that Butters was driving past a car that broke down, and the guy didn't have a spare tire, so he himself drove to a mechanic, got the tire, took it back, put it on the car, and then the guy's car broke down, and then he just bought him a new car.
I heard he was so tough he became the tire.
Yeah.
He just went and kind of rolled all the way.
That wouldn't surprise me. He's just built different. He's a great. We can't say anymore about him.
No, he's just a winner. Everyone should pick Butters. Well, I'm impressed that we managed to get to what pick is it?
Too many.
Yeah.
That was my 11th pick.
Oh, okay. So that's what pick 22. Yeah, and we. Left Butters until that late, so I'm impressed with that. I'm happy with that. All right, where do we go up to? Let's jump on the Bulldog train again. I'm going to go to Libba.
You prick.
Yes and no. I think there's many points. One. He's been underrated for a long time, actually, in the fantasy circles. And I think he'll go well.
I'm going to go with his likely direct round one opponent, Jack Viney.
Again, don't mind that.
Sniff Oliver out of the team. I think Viney will be an inside ball.
Another underrated guy. What did he score last year? He doesn't come up on many in fantasy circles too much, even in draft. And he's ranked. He got 97.
He just has some huge
year.
Games.
He does.
He just has some massive games.
133, 142, 129, all in his last five games. Yeah, that's the thing about end of season. People kind of forget about it because it's not as relevant unless you're dominating finals. Gets a little thin after that. I'm going to go Jack Steele. No, I don't. He could be anything and he could be amazing, but I really don't rate him, which is why I've left him down here. But I'm prepared to take him at this point because he could be big.
Yeah, he's touching a... Hey, when does Will Ashcroft come? Is he going to be back?
He's
going to
be out.
Of the year,
like... No, his ACL was 12 months, so it'd be like round 11. Roughly the same time Dude comes in, who we picked up as well. Wow. Not paying trade news.
We won't take him then. I'm going to go
Jai
Newcombe as my next pick.
Jai Newcombe. Yes, solid. I didn't have him on my list. Again, he doesn't come up because he's been a bit newish, and I don't rate him as a pure mid kind of dominating guy, but we are at that point where it gets a little patchy. Cogs. I'm going to take Cogs.
Cogger.
Yeah, very solid guy, Cogger. Again, not as big last year. But,
very solid guy, Cogger.
Kind of Cogger, yeah. He's like gets in there and grinds and makes stuff turn around. I don't know enough about Cogs. Has little pointy things that get stuck together.
I'm going to go Noah Anderson.
Yeah, I like Noah Anderson.
Let him slip.
Yeah, well, I'm going to take his teammate, In The Man That Can't Spell His Name Properly, the dirty ER, Mr. Took Took. The Tookie's getting talked up as well, actually, in fantasy circles. I guess it's that time of year where everyone's getting talked up.
Yeah.
The traders do the rounds of all the teams and just talk people up. That's the problem with the fantasy community. Everyone gets talked up, and no one's, they don't say, this guy's going to be shit. They should do that.
There's a beauty in the art of speculation.
Yeah, there is, but you can't sit on the fence all day.
No, people need to get off it for sure.
Yeah, damn skipping.
I'll go Chera. I think he had a
Chera, nice.
Half of last year.
Nice. I don't think he's going to be as good getting off the fence. He's been on my list and I've avoided him. Carlton, mids, outside Walsh. I really don't know about it. I haven't even got Cripper anywhere near this list, so he'll probably dominate again. But I'm not picking him. It's just Carlton mids. I can't trust him. So that will leave me with Brad Crouch.
Yeah, nice. The last pick as well.
Oh, is it? Yeah, nice. Yeah, I think he probably deserves the last pick. It's the kind of guy you can't trust. And neither of the Crouch brothers can you trust. Although, Matt Crouch, if you like...
Both on the field and off the field.
Yeah, they're both sketchy.
Likes Crouches.
Yep. Naughty, naughty, naughty guys.
Peter Crouch, do you know who Peter Crouch is?
No.
He is like a giant who's played for Liverpool. He looks
is that the guy that used to play for England?
Yeah, well, I'm sure.
Yeah, really tall guy. Yeah, I do remember him. Got a lot of headers.
Yeah, slender bender.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did look ridiculous. Had a big neck.
Very large man.
Yeah, it's like, do you watch
a very successful cast?
Do you watch the BBL?
The Big Bash League.
Yeah. Do you Jordan Silk? He has a really long neck.
Yeah, the longest neck.
Yeah, it's crazy.
He's got a longer neck than some turtles.
You just watch it and you can't take your head away. You're like, wow, that's a long neck.
Nah, every time he comes on, if I'm watching with my mates, we all go, look at his neck.
No, it's ridiculous.
If you haven't noticed this, next time you watch the Sixers play, please look at his neck.
Oh, okay. Yes, do. It's a crazy neck.
It's a sight to behold. It belongs in the museum.
It does.
Once he's all said and done, I reckon he belongs in the museum. Anyway, you got any parting words of wisdom?
I haven't done too much. I'm taking piss out of the fantasy community this one. So I am just going to say, you probably haven't been on Twitter, and I'm not sure if they were taking the piss or they were serious, but did you see the traders got Funko Pops of themselves made?
What's a Funko Pop?
You know, the little figurines with the big heads that you see in EB Games?
Oh, like a bubble head.
Yeah. But they're called Funko Pops.
Oh, wait, like the collectible ones?
Yes.
Really?
I think so. They had images. I don't know if they were taking the piss or if it's true. But if they actually got them made, then that's just ridiculous. There's little ones with Warnie with his beard and, like, Calvin with his hat and then Roy like a fucking weird unit that he is. Like fake muscles and stuff. And you're like, oh, it was just a weird thing. And I was like, is that serious? I didn't click on it. But I was like, if that's serious, then that's nuts.
I don't know what I think of that. I'm trying not to break character here because I quite like the traders, but
no, it's something to do with this. You're making
arrogant nonsense.
That's a bit much. And I also like the way that they have. If you watch their video stream on their table in front of them, they have fantasy hats, and I'm like, you guys did not earn those. You can put them back.
Are any of them theirs? Yeah.
No. I don't think they've won fantasy hats. But they were up the top of the leagues before they started the hat system. But I think since it started.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Maybe they've made themselves hats.
They could have done. Yeah, which is a bit cheating. You've got to earn a hat, goddammit.
Yeah, like yourself.
Yes, I'm wearing it right now.
Have you won a hat before? I didn't know.
It doesn't smell great anymore. I got to say, I wish it was like the baggy greens that you could write to fantasy and they would replace it for you when it goes downhill.
Oh, I don't want to even picture what that smells like. Do you run with it on?
No. No. Someone said that. They were like, no, it was there was one on Twitter of like someone going to the gym with it on. And I was like, you can't go to the gym with it on and sweat it up in there. That's disrespectful.
Yeah, you're all after that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this one's almost 4 years old. That's why it's got a bit of a musk about it.
Time to get a new one then, I reckon.
Yeah, I'll write to Warnie and tell him to send me a new one. Or I could just win one. That might be easier.
Yeah, that was what I meant.
Oh, yeah, true. Winning.
I'm going to wear a hat this year.
Oh, do it. I recommend it.
Oh, for sure. I'm manifesting it. It's coming.
Yeah, everyone in the fantasy community should get a hat and then take pictures of it everywhere and then show Doe. I'd say me, but I think Doe's more interested. Seems like a hat selfie kind of guy.
Again, the less times my face is on the internet, the better.
Fair.
Yeah. Anyway, I think we probably have reached our half.
Yeah, we have.
Half limit, so.
Enjoy the mid session, and we'll come back in a bit and tackle. What are we on next? Like, UFO or defenders or
runs? Let's just one be happy if we record another episode.
Yeah, we might do another one at some point on one of the other positions. So have fun with that.
See you all when you're older.
See you, bye.